Welcome to the Tech Media Wire podcast powered by IBN. This original audio production delivers market and sector insights, as well as exclusive interviews with innovative executives shaping the future in fast-moving industries, and may feature a client partner of IBN or one of the 60-plus investor-focused brands within IBN's dynamic brand portfolio. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN leverages its extensive distribution network, utilizing multiple proprietary corporate communication tools to introduce both public and private companies to a vast and diverse audience of investors, consumers, influencers, journalists, and other targeted segments of the public. IBN may have received compensation to produce this audio content. Please be sure to read IBN's entire disclaimers for full disclosures. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the next revelatory episode of IBN's Tech Media Wire podcast.
All right, welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for making us part of your day as well as part of your due diligence when you're looking for smart and fresh plays out there in the market today. And to that end, we're speaking with, for the very first time, Hillcrest Energy Technologies Limited. The company's traded on the CSE under the ticker symbol HEAT. That's easy to remember, HEAT. And on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol HLRTF. We're lucky enough to be joined by the chief executive officer of the company, Don Curry. Don, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and thank you very much for having us.
Thank you so much for making time for us here at the Investor Brand Network. Listeners, I want you to learn more about this company. To do so, visit us at the Investor Brand Network. Click on the Clients tab, and there, in alphabetical order, you're going to find this company, Hillcrest Energy. And if you want to learn about them at their website, it's a beautiful website, hillcrestenergy.tech. That's T-E-C-H. Well, Don, this is our first time speaking with you. So for those who may not be familiar with your company, if you would describe the company for us and the business model and, of course, the markets that you operate in.
Well, thanks very much. We're a power conversion company, which basically means that any electrical system out there, they move from batteries to motors and so on. And the batteries are direct current and the motors are alternating current. So the power needs to be converted. And what we've done is our business model was to try to find a difference, try to find something that's more efficient and transformational in making that happen. This is where the zero voltage switching or soft switching conversion has come into. So our business model was to differentiate ourselves and to work with, at the beginning, tier one suppliers and OEMs, and we've been doing that. And the markets are multifaceted. They can be stationary, which is energy, solar, wind, energy storage solutions, or mobility, which is EV. And we intend to be in all those facets.
Wow, that's incredible. And I appreciate that. And let's talk a little bit about the mission and your vision as the CEO. What is the core mission and vision of Hillcrest Energy Technologies?
To differentiate ourselves from what the industry is. The industry, the electrification industry, holds many facets. There's many, many various areas to go in. And we don't just want to be one of the participants. We want to be able to have something leading edge or transformational. Our technical team with our German partner, have been able to develop a zero voltage switching power conversion technology that no one else has been able to do or has in the world at this point in time. So our core mission is to establish a difference, which we've done, and to be able to lead in that direction.
I love it. Well, let's take a little step back. Let's talk about the industry as a whole. What emerging trends in energy technology are you most excited about right now?
Well, the trend, everybody's looking for the same thing. That's higher efficiency. No matter what the electrification is, the energy technology, everyone's looking for efficiency. How do you reach that efficiency? And what I'm excited about is we have found a path to reaching a higher efficiency in the electrical systems that no one else has. So if the trend is, or the ask is, to look for higher efficiency, and we're able to provide that with associated benefits that come along with it, that excites us greatly.
Well, as you pointed out in the outset, your company is a part of a very groundbreaking project and technology. Can you shed some light on some of the groundbreaking projects Hillcrest is currently involved in?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. We focused originally on the mobility or the EV sector. They're a sector of the electrification that is drastically looking for technology to lower the cost, increase the efficiency, but lower the costs of the actual vehicles that are on the road. And so automotive manufacturers and tier one suppliers are always looking for that new technology that can either be cost advantage or a competitive advantage. And we think we've met that. Through our development process over the last 2 years, we've gone from a proof of concept to a commercial prototype. We are now involved in development discussions and projects with seven different organizations around the world that would be considered, I'd say five of them would be considered household names, where we're demonstrating that our technology is far superior to what they have available to them at this point in time. There are usually four milestones that are involved with each one of these discussions. We are now in milestone three with three of them, which is where commercial terms start to be discussed, because they've already had the technology shown to them, demonstrated to them, applied to their actual use, and they have a comfort level now to go forward with the commercial definitions. The other four are getting very close to that. We're actively involved with European OEMs, with some global tier one suppliers, as well as a few locally known US-based companies, one being Hercules Electric, who is in the recreational marine industry.
Well, even a company with advanced technology like yours can face challenges. What are some of the biggest challenges Hillcrest faces in pushing the boundaries of energy technology today?
First was skepticism, to be quite upfront. It was skepticism. The industry has been trying to perfect zero voltage switching or actually break through and be able to show it works. We're the first to be able to do that we know of. So number one was skepticism. Now that we have a commercial prototype, we're able to demonstrate that not only do we think we can do it, we've done it. So let's do that. The second part is simply getting from the commercial discussions to revenue. So in our particular case, the industry is looking for, that's great, you've got this technology, we accept it, but how long does it take for a contract to be done? And then from then, how long does it take for that technology to be implemented and out in the world? That is a 2 to 3 year process from start to finish, right where you're going to see a multiple of cars with our technology in it. From the grid related or as we call it, stationary uses, it's a quicker area. But the challenges right now are finding the capital partner, the funding partner that would be behind this incredible opportunity. And then opening the doors for potential customers is not that difficult, since they already understand the benefits and the uses that zero voltage switching can do.
Well, you're talking about zero voltage switching, and of course there's that catch-all phrase, clean energy solutions. Is Hillcrest, with its technology, addressing global demand for sustainable and clean energy solutions?
Sure. It's zero voltage switching, quite frankly, there's hard switching and zero voltage or soft switching. Hard switching, which is available up to this point in time, is efficient, but it has negative trade-offs. There is electrical magnetic interference. There's other items that are associated with that you have to pay to protect against. Zero voltage switching or soft switching is a more gentle opening of the current, so on and so forth. It's a more gentle way of switching, has a higher switching frequency. It eliminates switching losses and therefore causes ends up with a reduction in costs associated with a full system rather than paying to protect against the negative effects. So at the end of the day, it is more sustainable over the long period because you are not protecting against the negative effects that come from hard switching that's available at this point in time. So it's a very instrumental and very advantageous position to be in for the company.
I know right now it's difficult to always talk about collaborations and partnerships because they can be in the fledgling stage, but are there any partnerships or collaborations that Hillcrest has formed recently to advance its objectives?
Absolutely. We are in seven development projects right now. We've announced one with Hercules. We've announced that we're in with a European OEM, a premium European OEM. We've announced that we're in a development project with a global tier one supplier. These would be household names. And they're companies that we're pursuing, companies that have scope and size. We're not looking for a company that would do 1,000 units per year. We're looking for a company that are in the tens of thousands of units, if not hundreds of thousands of units per year as we move forward. And there's interest on that. We have not been able to use their names at this point in time, which is very common in the industry. You sign an NDA, it's with, like we say, a European OEM or a global tier one supplier. But to put it in context, a European OEM think of these car companies that you see on the road all the time. You know, they're well-known names. And then from a global tier one supplier, in the size and scope that we're dealing with would be anywhere from $7.5 to $20 billion value, 20 to 50,000 employees worldwide. So these are sizable companies that we're working with. We're just not at a point yet where we're able to or allowed to use their names.
Very good. Well, let's talk about the role of technology and innovation. How important is continuous innovation in your industry? And how do you and Hillcrest stay ahead of the curve?
Well, it's very important. There is no industry that there wouldn't be continuous innovation. So we're already ahead of the curve because we've been able to demonstrate that we now have a commercial prototype for this zero voltage switching application. Even with that, we've our first commercial prototype. We have a MVP2, we call it, which is an advanced version of the original commercial prototype that was just last December. And then by the end of November, we'll have even a more advanced version of that, which we call the MVP3. So next generation inversion. It's no different than the iPhone that has iPhone 5 all the way up to, I think it's iPhone 15 now. We will stay ahead of the game by continuously improving on the components or the applications we have within our technology. The last part that we announced was our designing and developing our own power modules that are much more efficient and cost effective than what currently exists. So we now have a fully ZVS EV inverter, and that is based on continuous innovation. Innovation will have to continue as you go along, because simply the market will catch up and pass you if you don't maintain. The lucky part for us is we're starting ahead, and we aim to maintain at least a 1 or 2 step advantage.
Well, very good. Listeners, once again, we are speaking with the CEO of Hillcrest Energy Technologies Limited. That's Don Curry. So, Don, let's take another step back and let's look at the future of energy. Where do you see the future of energy technologies in the next 10 years?
Well, really, it starts with and will continue to be efficiency. There's new applications, new technologies that are coming that have to add to efficiency. The grid right now is not sufficient enough to keep up with the anticipated demand or the infrastructure needed. So technologies are going to have to make it more efficient. It's going to have to update. It's going to have to be able to make what exists today able to handle the demand that's coming in. So infrastructure is a real key. In a situation like ours, as an example, our technology, when used in a system, is estimated to be able to reduce battery sizes by as much as 15% in an EV. That alone is a great advantage, and our technology allows that to have much, much greater effects. For instance, there's a critical shortage of battery material. So right now, you have enough battery material to go into X number of cars. If we can save 15% of that battery size using our technology, there's that much more battery material to go into that many more cars, thereby allowing the auto manufacturers to get closer to meeting their stated numbers of what they anticipate to do. So the future of the energy technologies is very simple. It needs to improve. Efficiency has to be better. It has to be able to allow the grid or the infrastructure that exists today to be able to handle the demand that's being talked about.
Well, let's get personal. What inspired you to pursue a career in energy technologies?
The company was involved in oil and gas, and I liked oil and gas, but it was just becoming too difficult. The world didn't care about it, and the world certainly wasn't investing into small companies that were exploring and producing oil and gas. Quite frankly, it was my daughters. They were in high school at the time when we started this transition, and one of the questions that was held at their high school, there was certain things about a federal election that was going to be happening in Canada, and they asked what the most important item was for this particular high school group. And the high school group all came back and said the environment and clean energy. Well, that resonated with me and made me start to look at, when we transition, where do we want to go? And when we go there, what could we do in that area? So it was my daughters that inspired me to start looking at this. And then you start realizing that 100% of people in the world are interested in clean technologies and higher efficiencies and cheaper forms of energy. It applies to everyone worldwide. And it just has so much excitement attached to it. And it is growing at a level that no one can comprehend. It's growing faster than people can comprehend. So I got to bring the inspiration back to my daughters as the initial, and then say from there, the inspiration and the people that I've been talking to are in the industry who are coming back and saying, you actually do have something here. In their opinions, it's pretty easy to be excited going forward.
Well, let's talk about that. With so much growth in that industry, what advice would you give young professionals or students looking to make a mark in the energy technology sector?
Very simply, with the people that I've met in the short period of time I've been in this industry, is try to find something different. There's lots of people out there that can work with existing available technology and stay in the curve. The ones that try to find a difference or try to improve on what exists out there are the ones that seem to be in great demand. Electrical engineers, control system engineers, people that are trying to improve what exists today is a focus that I would be advising anyone that's getting in this industry to start looking at. Be different. It's like every other industry. You know, the ones that want to change or make a difference are the ones that seem to succeed.
Yeah, I love that, because that leads into my next question for you and your company. Is Hillcrest exploring diversification into other areas of energy and or tech outside of its current portfolio?
Well, our technology, let's just say, is part of a platform. We have a technology platform that's zero voltage switching. Our diversification is the fact that that can be used in any area of electrification. So we're starting with EV, so we call it mobility. It can then go into, and we are moving in very quickly. As a matter of fact, our proof of concept on the grid-related inverter will be done in the month of November. So we're moving into what we call stationary, which is solar, wind, energy storage, so on and so forth. So our diversification is the fact that we're taking this technology and using it in every area of electrification that we believe could have a use for it and should have a need for it. And that is, quite frankly, any area of electrification.
Well, let's talk about regulation then. Obviously, the energy technology sector has to be heavily regulated. How does Hillcrest navigate the complex regulatory landscape associated with energy technologies?
You know, we don't have to get involved in the regulatory landscape as much as people might think. We have a technology that the end user is involved in regulatory. So the EVs have safety standards. The grid has certain standards that goes along with it. Our technology is part of their overall system. So from a regulatory point of view, it's still a focus, but it's less of a condition that affects us than would affect other people. We are a component that's part of a total package. And it's really the regulatory issues become more of the end user's issue.
I love that. Well, let's talk about then the world we live in today. How have global events like the pandemic or geopolitical tensions influenced the energy technology sector and your approach as a company?
Well, the pandemic was the deciding factor of when we aggressively transitioned. So oil was going along. We were already talking about transitioning. But when oil went to minus $45 a day or a barrel, we immediately transitioned on that time. It became an issue for the company. As far as the pandemic itself, electrification became even more and more front and center for people going through there, because of course they weren't on the roads, they weren't using their cars as much. There was less oil being used. And then when the pandemic lessened or people started getting back out, they didn't like paying for the oil in their cars. They didn't like, you know, EV cars skyrocketed. Electrical systems started to become more and more available and more pursued by various companies. They knew that was the direction that you had to go. As far as geopolitical tensions, I don't have many comments on that, but I think that the worldwide worldwide is moving aggressively towards the energy technology sector because it's becoming cost prohibitive to continue on with the practices that exist up till today.
That really is another great segue. So when we talk about the world, what about the customers in the community? How does their feedback really kind of shape what you're doing, your projects and your priorities?
Great question. And you know, this is why we are excited on a daily basis. Is the bottom line is, when you start working with customers, first off, we know that they wanted, that the industry at large was looking for the ability to have zero voltage switching. And they haven't been able to, for whatever reason, they couldn't crack the code, and we did. So the feedback from the customers as we're going through development projects is very instrumental. They want this. They're very enthusiastic about wanting it. In addition to that, they've made suggestions that, you know, if your technology works with us, or as your technology works with us, then we can save money here, or this will affect here. And it's opened up a door to an understanding of, for us, as to how much we're actually saving them in their overall costs and projects. So the community at large is very supportive to what we're doing. They're adding value to our project simply by telling us what their needs are. And the priorities are such to get this to a level where they can get it into their systems as quick as possible, because it is a cost saving and an energy saving opportunity for them.
Well, let's also now talk about how your company is going to grow. And it's going to grow through research and development. How does Hillcrest prioritize and invest in R&D to remain on the cutting edge of the industry?
Look, we started out as an R&D company literally in April 2021. That was the real true kickoff. And we were all R&D. We said we had an idea. We were going to be able to show the world that zero voltage switching can be done. That idea, 7 months later, was a proof of concept. 85% of the money in the company was going towards R&D. 12 months after that proof of concept, we had a commercial prototype. We were probably at that point in time, 50 to 60% of the money in the company was going towards R&D. We then moved into development because the world saw we had the commercial prototype and we had companies that wanted to talk about how they would deploy that. So we are continuing to expand the IP and patent portfolio within the company while we move forward with the development and, in fact, the industrialization or commercialization of the product. So your prioritization that happened at the beginning is now multifaceted, from R&D to development to industrialization or commercialization. And we prioritize that. We review that schedule or that process on a quarterly basis to make sure that we're making sure that each one of those areas gets the attention that it needs.
Well, let's talk about the competitive landscape. The energy sector is undoubtedly highly competitive. How does Hillcrest differentiate itself from its competitors?
We have something that no one else has. It's just as simple as that. We have something no one else has, or at least we've been able to find that anyone else has. So zero voltage switching, it's a desire, it's a goal that the industry, that the electrification industry had. We are differentiated from everyone else because we have cracked the code and we can demonstrate that. We need to stay ahead of them. We need to continue to perfect that. So we're differentiating ourselves with having something no one else has, so we're not part of the mainstream. Having said that, when it gets put into this particular company's automobile or this particular solar company's power system, then that will open up even more doors because it's proving in the field as well. So we differentiate ourselves very simply, I'm repeating myself, by having something else that no one else has that the world appears to want.
So looking back at your tenure with Hillcrest, what would you consider your most significant achievement or contribution, Don?
Putting the right people together as a team. Nothing can be done without a team. And we have people, and I've said this numerous times in numerous interviews, that the people we bring in not only have experience and have had success with their experience, but they have networks that come with them. So Ari Berger is our CTO. He got involved with us. He had a very successful private company experience developing and taking projects to commercialization. He brought in our partner, Systematic, Harald Hengstenberger, Systematic, the German relationship or the German partner, who they had a previous relationship. Harald Hengstenberger then brought in Dr. Burkhoff, who had 20 years with Mercedes. The list goes on and on. We brought in Dan Coker through our chief commercialization officer. James Boland brought in Dan Coker. Dan Coker built two $1 billion automotive component companies. So I think if I'm proud about anything else, we've been able to add to the team and build the team so that when people look at our company, they can see that what we say we want to do, we have the people to pull it off. And so that's it. I'm the most I'm proud about is the team we built. The second thing would be the fact that the team built something the world doesn't have, and it makes it exciting every day to be able to come in and say, okay, what do we do with this?
That's fantastic. Well, let's get your final thoughts. As we wrap up this interview, are there any events or product launches or anything you'd like to share with not only our listeners, but your shareholders and, of course, potential shareholders?
Look, at the end of the day, we're moving forward. we like to say very, very, very quickly. We have been able to do things in 2 years that other companies have not been able to do. And that's because the industry is ready for it and we have the right people in place. Upcoming events, we're in milestone 3, as I mentioned, with 3 different companies. We're getting closer to commercialization terms. We have other companies on the waiting list that are looking for the grid related. So we have substantial, what we consider to be substantial and very robust news flow over the coming quarters and years. We're looking forward to demonstrating that we are a leader, continue to demonstrate we are a leader in the sector we're focusing on, and that people are coming in behind us, but not ahead of us. So product launches, we've already discussed that we're coming into the MVP3. We'll have the grid-related proof of concept here in the next couple of weeks, 3 weeks. And then as far as that goes, into commercialization agreements coming up. So a very exciting time and a very exciting future for the company, as we believe.
And a very exciting interview with you today, Don. That's Don Curry. He is the CEO of Hillcrest Energy Technologies Limited. Learn more about the company at their website, hillcrestenergy.tech. And of course, right here at the Investor Brand Network. Don, I appreciate your time today. Good luck here in 2023 and well beyond for you and your entire team there at Hillcrest Energy Technologies. Thanks for your time today, Don.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to discuss the company. And thank you once again to IBM.
All right, for Don Curry, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
The Tech Media Wire podcast is an original content production powered by IBN, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers next-generation corporate communication solutions. Utilizing proprietary corporate communication tools such as news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness techniques, among others, IBN introduces both public and private companies to diverse audiences to enhance reach and recognition. IBN may receive compensation for services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned in this production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities in their own accounts. This production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities that may be mentioned in this production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries inherent investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This production by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see IBN's full disclaimers and disclosures at www.ibn.fm/disclaimer. Music in this episode is by Infraction. For more, visit inaudio.org.